John?
Oh, hey.
Hey, I'm really... I know this is out of nowhere. Can you give me a ride to the mall? Please?
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm Drew.
And I'm John.
And you're listening to The Hourchive,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
Right, here we are. Here we where should we park? Should we go drive?
Go just find the whatever you see first.
Okay.
Don't hunt.
I'll go, oh, you don't what? But what if there could be a good spot up there?
The longer you take to look for a spot, like we could have been in there and you're just right there.
Oh, okay. All right. Here we go. Are we going in?
I hate this entrance. Right. Get back in the car. Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about this first before we go any further. Let's just talk about this.
Open the doors.
We're at the mall. I mean, we're not really at the mall.
Here
but
we are at the
here
mall.
We are at the mall. So okay, well, the mall. A trip to the mall. Yeah. What does a trip to the mall entail?
What kind of malls are we talking?
We're talking the classic indoor shopping mall.
So we're not talking strip malls.
No, no.
We're not talking open air markets.
No. Well, although those, I think, factor into a discussion of the enclosed indoor mall.
They're a precursor.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know this officially, but I think that strip mall,
mm-hmm.
I think that term came about after the creation of the indoor mall.
I think you're right.
I don't want to take any credit away from it, so... I mean, I don't want to get beat up by a strip mall, but, you know.
I think you're right, though. I think it did come after the mall. Well, and they were originally called arcades.
Yes, they were, which, I mean, I don't know why you would ever need to stray from that term, because it's awesome, but...
It is awesome, but it's also really disappointing, because sometimes malls still go by the term arcade. And if you're in a weird city, you don't know what anything is, and you go in the phone book, I guess... You wouldn't do that anymore. You go on the internet.
If you send a carrier pigeon to...
If you go on the internet and you Google arcades, right? Yeah. Because you, let's face it, you want to find the
You're in a new
arcade.
City and you want to know where the nearest arcade is.
You're looking
is.
For the...
You're asking Jeeves.
Yeah. Again, setting us firmly in the right era of 2012. The most used website. You go to Ask Jeeves, where is the nearest arcade?
Yeah.
And if a mall is using the term arcade in its original definition,
mm-hmm.
you're going to show up.
Oh, yeah.
At, you know, whatever arcade and...
The shopping Shoppertons.
Yeah, like the... Arcade. The
shopping Shoppertons shopping arcade.
Yeah, the... Wind Valley Arcade, and it's going to be a stupid mall instead of an arcade. And it probably won't have an arcade in it.
Probably won't. Oh, the rub.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does suck.
So they used to be called arcades, markets,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
shopping centers, mm-hmm. but the more commonly held term, of course, is the mall.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
The mall.
The mall.
Nobody.
A mall.
I just think that it's good. It's the mall. No matter what mall it is,
yeah.
It's the mall.
The mall.
You don't say, like, I'm going to the Yorksburg outlet center.
Yeah.
You say, I'm going to the mall. Maybe you qualify it by saying, you know...
I was just going to say, you know, if you have multiple malls in your area, I think even then people tend to just nickname them. Like, there's one in our area, West County Mall, that people call the Dove Mall. Because it had a large
dove,
as part of its signage.
Yeah.
And so no matter what they try to call the mall,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be the mall.
Right.
Or some other modification.
Some derivative of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. They can't take that away from them.
Yeah,
they
the
can
consumer,
take a lot away from a mall, but they just can't take away.
The mall will take a lot from you no matter what, but they can't take the name.
Yes.
They can have the name.
It's yours.
Yeah, we're giving it to them. Where did the mall start?
The mall. Well, yeah, as you said, it grew. It sort of came out of the shopping arcade.
Yeah.
You had outdoor stores.
Yeah.
You had individual storefronts, shoppies, that were all lined up in a row down a busy street.
Your main street.
Yeah, yeah. Your business district, if you will.
Retail.
Commercial district.
Yeah.
A place of commerce.
Sure.
A place of consumption.
Sure.
Where people got consumption.
Ooh.
And then Jimmy Stewart ran down the street and yelled Merry Christmas, and everybody was better, and people kept
That's
on shopping.
That's how they cured consumption.
Yeah.
Jimmy Stewart.
He was like, Merry Christmas, everybody!
He's sort of a Bill Cosby.
Maybe they ran in tandem.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Jimmy Stewart ran down one side of the street. Bill Cosby ran down the other, just to make sure everybody heard them, you know.
Bill, you run down one side of the street, and I'll run down the other.
All right, good idea.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Get on out, get rid of your consumption, and come go shopping with me.
Bill, let's talk. I don't like to hear about the consumption.
So then you had outdoor stores, and then sort of coinciding with the migration of retail into more suburban environments.
Yeah, that's right.
And
people were sort of moving out of the cities.
Yeah, yeah.
We were getting some sprawl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Getting a good sprawl on.
United States got its sprawl on. Not just the U.S., but...
Right. No, it happened everywhere. North America, I think, was maybe sort of the epicenter, just because it had places to sprawl.
Yeah, totally.
You know? And you were going into land that was more or less just undeveloped farmland or you know, nature or whatnot. So it wasn't like in the city, you had sort of existing structures and there were places to sort of... Like, you already had business going on around you, so it was like, it makes sense, well, I'm just going to put my shop right here amongst all of this stuff.
There wasn't a lot of room either.
Right, yeah, you had very few places to go, but when the suburbs came along, then it was nothing but space. Yeah. These shopping districts had to sort of be built up from scratch.
Right.
And so that's what would happen. A developer would come in, and you would have a shopping center that was built. And so it's all the stores sort of coming in all at once in a uniform, cohesively designed area. And it's all built around the car.
And this is mainly starting to happen post-World War II.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And what?
Because we didn't have anything to build anything with during World War II. People were like, damn, I wish I could go to the mall. But we can't build it because we're sending all of our steel overseas. Yeah. First thing they did as soon as the soldiers came back, they kissed the nurse and then they went to the mall.
They all kissed that one nurse. They lined up. She had a lot of issues later on.
Yeah,
no one ever talks about that. The 1950s and on is when this started to happen, and not only did they build these, you know, start to build these giant complexes that had all these stores within them, they thought, okay, we need to make sure there's a reason for people to continually come back, right?
Yeah.
We need some, like, flagship stores or what became known as anchor stores in these complexes. And those were the things like Sears or JCPenney or Famous Bar.
Marshall Fields and all those. Yeah, stuff that had been around for a while. They were established names and they were places that people went regularly.
Yep.
So
these are the big department stores.
Yeah, yeah.
And they sold a lot of everything.
Mm-hmm.
They had tools and clothes,
apparel,
housewares. Well, apparel is clothes, so I don't know why you repeated that. appliances.
In a mall, it's called apparel.
Good point. you're right. Gosh. What else do they sell in department stores? Electronics.
Toys.
Everything. Kitchenware. I mean, practically everything.
All the stuff that you would basically need for a home, a domicile.
Generally, though, these are, I don't want to say generic products, but they're not the specialty stores, which are in the mall, is where you would go for very specific or specific brands or specific products.
Right.
So you had your general store. That's what brought the people in. Mm-hmm. Then they'd walk around the mall.
Right.
They do what is known as the circuit, which actually came more into play when they started building the mall at various levels.
Yeah.
So you could go along the bottom, go up the escalator, go along the top, come back down. You're done. Mm-hmm. You've hit every single store, possibly.
You could. You don't have to.
You don't have to. But the theory
was like you're going here to this department store because you need a certain amount of goods, right?
Yeah.
But while you're there, you can also go to another store.
Look at that.
So you can nail two birds.
Well, I'm going to waste all that gas, John.
Two stores. No, you don't have to. You don't have to because they're all in the same place.
I know, John, but I got to drive from one to the other.
No, you don't. No, that's the thing. You don't. Not anymore. What you need to do is park that car.
Yeah.
Park the car at the mall. Get out of the car.
I told you I don't have time to go to all
these stores. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. The mall will give you time.
What are you talking about?
The mall's going to save you time. You're going to go to all those stores without leaving the mall.
What?
You're going to go to all those places in the same place.
They're all in the one place?
Yes.
I park my car.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 destinations in one.
I pull up. I park my car.
Park your car. You get out of your car.
I get out of your car. I lock the door.
Yeah. Well, this is the 50s. You don't have to lock your door. Get out of the car.
I leave the door wide open. You
leave it hanging right open. Windows down.
To some young scamp.
The dog is sitting in the back seat panting.
I run inside.
Right.
Or I walk leisurely.
You can take your time because you've got all this time to spare now because you don't have to drive around.
Then I can go to all these stores. They're all in there. Yeah. Well, I'm hungry, too.
And you can get something to eat.
Where?
You can go to the food court.
My God.
Yeah. Food court.
What an amazing thing for consumers.
Oh, and that was great. It was the right thing at the right time. It was the perfect blend. What people needed.
Yeah.
And what...
What they wanted.
What they wanted.
They didn't even know they wanted it until it showed up at their door.
Until it was there. Yeah.
What makes up the mall?
Well, okay. So you've got... Initially, what we had was an outdoor complex.
Yeah.
That was a bunch of stores all sort of surrounding this pedestrian space. Okay. So you would come, you would drive, you would park your car, get out, walk around, right? Okay, and that's great. That's really cool because now you don't have to drive to all these places. But here's the thing, okay? You're still outside, right?
Yeah.
You're still outside, which means you've got in the climates that where large populations of people were settled at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You still had to contend with winter. You had cold months.
So cold.
You know, I know it gets so cold. And so then, what are you going to do? I mean, you've got your gigantic coat on because you're going from one store to the other. You're walking around the elements. Wait a minute.
What?
Put a roof over that.
My coat?
No. Put a roof. Put a roof over those stores.
Oh yeah.
Put one roof over them.
All right.
So you go inside one door.
Ooh, I can take my coat off.
You can take your coat off because you're inside now.
Just leave
and when you
ground.
Leave that store, you're still inside.
That's awesome.
You're going to go from one store to the other, but you're going to do it without going outside. So now awesome. Your entire experience is climate controlled.
That's
perfect
beautiful.
72 degrees. Wait a minute. Let's make it even better.
All right.
Let me sweeten the deal.
Give it to me. I mean, I'm sold, but I'd love more.
You are in a place. You're in a different place. You're not in your normal world, right?
Okay.
You left your world behind in the parking
Good.
Lot.
I hate
you're at
that
the mall.
Place.
Yeah. Hate that world.
Hate it.
I wish I could get away from it.
Oh,
I wish
there
go
was
someplace.
Some way to get away.
I wish there was like an oasis of shopping.
Yeah.
And it totally felt like another planet.
I didn't even know what time it was when I was in there.
Where there were no clocks
and
there was ambient music surrounding me at all times.
Yeah, some kind of like slow, even keel kind of music.
Yeah.
Right? Like doesn't offend me, doesn't interject itself into my consciousness. But if I want to listen to it, it's there.
Yeah. I might even, who knows, it may even catch on. I may even find myself humming it later.
Could it be like, slow jazz versions of popular music?
That's a great idea.
I mean, can that be possible?
I don't know, but if it can, I bet it happens at the mall. inevitably walk into a store at one of these indoor malls.
Yeah.
Say you walk into an Anchor store. You're going to park at Sears. And you walk into Sears.
All right.
And you do a little bit of shopping.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, I have a couple other places to go, so I'm going to go. I'm going to walk out of that store and into the mall.
I got
to
go back outside.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Not at the mall. We're indoors now.
Oh, right.
It's the modern age.
Do they have a big opening from Sears into the mall?
Yeah, great big doors.
Great giant. Can I see, like, this ever-expansive sea of retail ahead of
you
me?
You bet you can.
I love it.
Yeah, we all love it. Everybody.
What do I see?
You see stores and stores and stores.
Do I see greenery?
You do. Because... because everybody likes greenery.
Yeah.
You know, and, well, and honestly...
Didn't I come in here to get away from the nature?
Yeah, but this is fake greenery.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's like the music. It's inoffensive greenery.
Good.
It's potted plants.
Yeah.
Not the kind that, like, will grow vines all over your fence or good. Your car, strangle they're you in
not
your
even
sleep.
The kind that'll grow, most likely.
That's right. They're just going to sit there and be silent.
Good.
Like all plants and children should.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
Children. If you have children,
I've got you tons. Need... Too many to count.
Do you need a place to take them where they can maybe
I'm just gonna have to cart them along to every store.
No, you don't.
Which is a hassle.
No, you don't. No, you don't. The mall will take care of them. The mall will watch out for your kids.
What do they got?
You need
the
a
mall?
Safe place. You can take your kids. They're inside.
Yeah.
They don't need to have their coat and gloves on. Yeah. They can run around. They can burn off energy.
Good.
They can do it in the middle of the mall. It's public space.
Yeah.
They're not bothering anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
So there are the stores. I get that.
Yeah.
There's fake greenery.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Okay. What don't you get? What is?
Well,
else?
I'm just asking. Is there more?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. The mall keeps on giving.
All right.
The mall's going to keep on giving.
What else?
You already mentioned. You said you were hungry. I mentioned there's a food court.
Now, what is this? Some sort of like basketball? Like I toss a pizza to my friend. He throws it in a basketball hoop.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. Except you want to use a hot dog.
What do I get? What do I get?
It's more aerodynamic than a pizza.
I get a hamburger and hit it over a tennis net.
Uh huh.
Okay.
And then you serve it back. And then you serve
Yeah.
It's sort of like
when
that.
When do I eat the food?
It's sort of like that, except that the fence or the net in question is actually going to be like a stainless steel counter.
So I go down there. You got the one option, burgers and fries.
No.
So I order the burger and fries, and they got nothing else. And I go sit on the floor. Is that what you're telling me? Because it doesn't sound that great.
No, that's not what I'm telling you.
What?
First of all, you can choose. You can choose. What, just like there's
just
a bunch
fries?
Of stores.
Just burger? I mean, not much options there.
No. You can go to the pizza place.
What?
You can go to the hot dog stand.
What?
You can go get Chinese food.
What?
Or Japanese food.
What?
Or at least a serviceable facsimile of Chinese or Japanese food.
Oh, my gosh.
At least as far as we've come to understand it.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a whole... As you know how I said there were so many different stores at the mall?
Yeah.
The same holds true for the eateries. You right. have a wide variety of eateries. Something for every palate, if you want.
I would think, if they do so much work to get all these eateries in there, they'd give you a place, to sit.
They do. That's in the food court, too.
What? Like tables?
Tables.
Wow.
And chairs. Yeah, sometimes booths, benches.
Whoa.
I mean, there's no end to what the mall will do to satisfy your needs.
I like the sound of that.
Everybody likes the sound.
Well, I finished eating.
Oh, okay, good.
And I like all these stores.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. But is there some kind of, something to distract me? Still commerce,
sure.
Still I can buy something, but just as I'm walking through the mall, is there anybody going to yell at me and try to sell me stuff? Because that's kind of what I'm after sometimes.
Isn't everybody after that?
Yeah.
Doesn't everybody want to be pitched to?
I mean, will
and
the people in
harassed?
The stores? Will the people in the stores yell at me?
No, they won't.
Oh.
They won't. But people outside of the stores will.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they'll try to sell you something.
Like
just
what?
Like the people in the stores. How about some magic Egyptian lotion?
Ooh.
Wait. You don't look like a lotion person.
I'm not. I hate lotion.
You look
lotion.
Like maybe you would like a remote control helicopter that'll break when you
wow,
leave the mall.
Look at it go.
Wait. Even better. How about a new cell phone plan?
Oh.
Because who doesn't go to the mall and think, while I'm here, I'll completely replace my entire family's cell phone plan.
I've got a phone. With... And a plan. And I'm not interested in your plan. However, if the phone is free.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the phone is free.
Oh, I'll take it.
With a 2-year contract.
That sounds great. Wow. So I got people yelling at me. That's good.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
They might even be shoving things in your face.
You know, though, I'm not totally into crass commercialism. I'm not a huge capitalist, a consumer like you may think I am. I do like the arts.
You have the look of a consumer.
I do. But, like every human being, I have many facets. And one of those facets, I'm an appreciator of art. And I'm not going to find any at the mall. There's no art there, is there?
That's what you think. Wait a minute. You just haven't walked far enough in the mall.
All right, I'll continue.
You just need to walk a little further.
Tell me what I see.
Come over here. All right. Okay, look this way.
Looking at it.
You see this? See, the mall, for these newly developed areas that had no town square, if you will.
Yeah.
The mall.
Yeah.
Needed to function in that capacity.
Yeah.
Hence, we have this lovely public exhibition space.
It's so wonderful.
It's beautiful. Look, it's under these nice skylights. Oh. There's lots of natural light coming in.
I don't know if I like the natural light, but this is still good.
Okay. But at night, it's dark. It's
okay,
great.
Good.
And then you have some artificial light shining on... These a water like, fountain, if you will.
These look like children's drawings.
They are children's drawings because children's art has to go someplace.
You're right.
It's not going into a museum.
It's never as good as adults' art.
Of course not.
Or adult art.
That's but in a different
we got to make the little guys happy somehow.
Right, right.
You can't keep it on the fridge forever.
Better yet. Here's a great way to get the family to come to the mall.
Here's a great way to get that junk off of my fridge.
That's right.
Make somebody else look at it.
That's right. Show it off to everyone. And, your kids have artwork at the mall. Mm. Sounds like a good reason to go to the mall. I mean, you need to buy some stuff anyway, right? Why don't you take the whole family to the mall? And then you can bring the kids over and say, look, there's your brother and sister's art.
Oh, John.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
There's a huge leak.
Oh.
The water's going everywhere right here.
That's okay. That's not a leak.
It's going. Look at it. It's spitting out everywhere. Well, somebody call the maintenance guy or something.
No.
Look, it's just cascading down this giant pillar.
That's what it's supposed to do.
What?
Yeah. This is another extension of the art.
Hang on. This is more art?
It's art.
With water?
Yeah.
This
water
is
art.
Great.
It's wart.
I love wart. I love water and I love art. And when the two come together, it's a symphony for me. You know what, though? I got some loose change. I'm just going to throw it in there.
Why not? Why don't you make a wish while you're at it?
Hey. Wow. So, I mean, you're right. There's art everywhere.
It's great.
I mean, John, to be honest, like, this whole structure itself, to me, is a work of art.
It is a work of art. It's a magnificent piece of modern engineering, architecture, and crass greed.
Everybody hung out in the mall in the 80s because you had nothing else to do.
I totally hung out at the mall.
I lived at the mall.
I love the mall. I mean, we would get ready for hours to go to the mall.
My friend Lisa and I used to go to the mall and we'd steal everything from clothes to Christmas tree ornaments.
No more roller rinks. Let's go to a mall and hang out in the arcade.
Cramming down a couple of Orange Juliuses and then hanging out and playing Tail Gunner until you had vertigo. Couldn't even ride in the back of the station wagon without barfing all the way home.
We stole vodka.
The food court in the mall is the equivalent to the church in, early 1900s. It was the centerpiece of the entire village.
Specifically, it started at Orange Julius and then spread outward from there.
You could go anywhere you want. There's cookies over here. There's Chinese over there. There's Philly cheesesteaks over here.
One time I walked out with a plant.
What else could possibly be here? I mean, you've filled it up.
No. No, we haven't.
Well, what's left?
Do you like movies?
I love movies. I mean...
You like movie theaters?
I'm a cinephile.
Well, what would you say?
Man, I wish there was like a movie theater in the mall, but that's impossible.
That's exactly the kind of wish that the mall grants.
Wait a minute. That was my wish that I put my change in the fountain.
Oh, that actually worked.
Wow.
Let's go see a movie. So there's a movie theater here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's a Cineplex, too.
How many
theaters? It's got like 8 theaters or maybe 12
so
or 16.
So it shows like old movies.
No, no. It's got the newest releases, the latest hits.
Wow. So, yeah. But, you know, it's like...
And popcorn and soda.
What?
There's even...
There's no candy.
There's even video games.
What?
Yeah.
You can't see, but like my head's spinning.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. There's like smoke and those little atomic signs above
your
head.
Above me. Yeah. Yeah.
In the theater.
Video games. Wait, but... so that's the only place, though, to play video games.
I mean,
you can't. There's nowhere else in the mall that you can play video games.
Well, there's the arcade.
What?
The video arcade.
The what?
Video arcade.
Cade. The video arcade?
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
Exactly.
I don't know what that is. It's in the arcade.
But it sounds good.
Do make an arcade to it.
Like an arcade. That's my terrible paperboy music.
Wop, 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 wop. Yep.
Good.
Wop, 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 blue, blue, blue.
How about this one?
What is that? I don't know that. What is that?
Donkey Kong. This is great.
So, man, we should talk about arcades. What are the things that make up an arcade?
Why don't we stop by the arcade and we'll see if anybody knows anything about arcades. Maybe they could do a podcast on it.
So there's an arcade there. That's so awesome.
An arcade, man. I'm telling you.
I can just tell my kids to go there while I shop.
Yeah, and I bet they will.
Wow.
Give them a roll of quarters and...
I mean, this is so great. There's movies, there's games, there's water features, there's fake shrubbery. What about, like, well, I mean, that's all great, but, you know, to be honest, the reason I came was to shop.
Yeah.
So what kind of stores are on offer?
What kind of stores do you need?
You know what? I could really use, a poster that has, the different amounts of alcohol that you would need for each shot.
Oh, well, you know,
is there somewhere to get that?
You can get that poster and then you can get a poster of Cindy Crawford drinking shots.
Wow.
All in the same place.
You know, what'd be great is if you knew where I could buy a coffee mug, that made a farting noise when I picked it up.
Because you've always wanted one, right?
Yeah.
Didn't get one for Christmas.
Never, no.
Gonna have to get it for yourself.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointed.
It's a kind of a gift item, right?
Some kind of gift.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I just would like, are there any stores that sort of sell zany items, like off-the-wall stuff? Some of it with adult themes, parts of the store that really children shouldn't be in, but they'll still get there.
Of course.
And like different gags and jokes and posters, maybe blacklight kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And some sort of like light, like cool lights that I could
like
buy.
Like blacklight type stuff?
Yeah. Is there any store like that?
No.
Oh.
But there is Spencer's Gifts.
Oh. Is there any place to buy candles exclusively?
Yeah, just candles.
I only want candles.
There's actually multiple places.
I mean, but here's the thing, and this is probably what you're going to try to trot out in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want just one scent.
No, you want a whole smorgasbord.
I want an array.
Yeah.
For every mood, every season, every situation.
With clever names?
Yeah.
We don't have that.
Oh.
But we do have a candle store.
Is it just called the candle store? I think
it's called the Yankee Candle.
Oh, that sounds
lovely.
I don't
know why it's called the Yankee Candle. Like, there's no Red Sox candles or...
Well, it's just the name of the brand. I think I'm going to run right over there and get... Ow! Oh, my shoe just, like, fell apart.
Oh, I guess you
got
better.
God, I wish there was a place to buy shoes around here.
Oh, man.
What?
You.
What?
You better sit down. See this bench over here?
I sat down because I hurt my foot.
This bench that's sitting next to a water feature
and a seating.
Nice... Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
I'm right in the middle of the mall here, because you never know when you might need to sit down. Maybe you want to sit next to one of these fake shrubs.
I do.
All right, prepare yourself. Yeah. There's not just one shoe store. There are multiple shoe stores in this mall. Yeah.
Huh?
You can buy two pairs of shoes. You know what? If you go to Payless, you can buy one, get one free.
Wow.
Because it's BOGO, buddy.
I need sports shoes, though.
Oh, don't worry about that. We got that covered.
Well, with what?
We got Champ Sports. Wow. We got Foot Locker.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Man, I got these new tennis shoes now. These are great.
Feel
man,
better?
I'm getting this toe tapping, but I need some music for it.
Oh, well, why don't we go down to Music Land?
Whoa, what about?
Wait a minute. We don't want to go to Music Land. That's all the way on the other side of the mall.
Can we go to Camelot?
Why not go to Camelot? Wow. It's right here. And if that doesn't work,
where?
There's a couple stores down to Sam Goody.
Whoa, this place has got everything.
But wait a minute. I think I misunderstood you. You're not looking for music to listen to. You're looking for musical instruments that you can play to then create music.
Yes,
of course. Do you hear that electric organ that's playing over the ambient music?
Yes.
That's a store.
Wow.
That's a store. We can go buy organs.
Good. I need several.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't we all? Don't we all, my friend?
It looks like they got toy stores and video game stores.
You could say the mall has it all.
They got appliances and furniture. And there's one last thing that I need before I go. I'm on the outs with my wife.
Oh.
She doesn't have any presentable photos of me.
Oh.
I mean, and I'm talking model quality. A place that'll do me up. The whole model experience. Made me look great.
A glamour shot, if you will.
Yes.
You need a glamour shot.
A photo of me that will always feel current and something she can hang above the fireplace for when the guests come over. And she's really angry because all I got of these pictures of me is a fat slob.
We got that solved.
What do you got?
Just let the mall work its magic. Take your little smartphone with your camera right over here to the Honey Baked Ham store.
What?
And we'll take your picture in front of it.
All right.
Perfect. Problem solved. And then after that, you can go to Glamour Shots.
The mall solves all problems.
Everything, man.
Everything. It's a pretty incredible place.
It's a pretty amazing place.
It really is neat. There's a whole culture. Do you think that when the, you know, I mean, obviously they didn't, but maybe they did. When these pioneers created the mall.
Mm-hmm.
The indoor shopping center, do you think they had any conception of what culture would come out of it?
You mean that the mall itself would sort of give rise to its own kind of indigenous...
Yeah. Its own people, almost. Mm-hmm. Like
archetypes.
The natives and the archetypes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when did that start? When did that culture like become what it was? Was it the 70s? Was it early as the 70s?
I think it in some areas, maybe.
It sort of matches up with like mass consumerism, I would think.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
I think, yeah, it really took hold probably late 70s, early 80s, I think, is when you started to see the rise
80s,
of it.
Man, like the mall, like and kids.
Just blew the doors off of it, man.
The kids are going to the mall and just spending all of their time there.
Right. It's a Saturday. What are you going to do? You're going to go to the mall.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to go?
They're not going to buy anything. They're just going to walk around, see their friends.
Yeah, they're going to hang out.
Some are going to the arcade.
They might. They might spend a little time in the arcade.
Yeah.
They might go to the food court.
Yep.
They might throw French fries at each other
or
other people.
Wow.
Because, you know, man, they're...
They might just stand up on the second floor and watch people.
Or spit on them.
Spit on them.
Throw paper airplanes.
Try to steal stuff.
Yeah.
This whole culture, and it became such a thing that you had, music becoming a part of it. So the famous pop star, singer, songstress. I didn't want to say songwriter. Maybe she wrote it. I don't think she did. Tiffany.
Yeah.
She was like the princess of the mall.
It's almost like the mall sort of gave birth.
Yeah, like out of one of the fountains, she arose, holding a microphone, shining. Yeah,
like a Busby Berkeley musical. She like emerges from this pillar of water and Roman columns, and there's this redheaded
denim be jacketed. Tiffany, the New Kids. Did Debbie Gibson do anything in a mall?
Probably. She probably did everything in a mall.
Yeah. She was bad.
Sorry, Debbie. I don't know where that came from.
But yeah, like the kids were eating up this culture and it became a thing.
Well, it was sort of like it was their own thing. It was like when you were a kid. At the mall, it was like that was your space. You know? Totally.
You could get away, sort of claim it
as your own. Yeah,
and a lot of parents were sort of okay with just dropping you off,
right?
You know, and this even extended into our childhood, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, I guess more of our teenagerhood in a way.
Yeah. Although, yeah. Well, I guess like in my experience, I grew up going to the mall as a kid with my mom.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like on the weekends.
But she wouldn't leave you there.
She would not leave me there. No, but yeah, when I was in high school, that was the thing to do.
You would go
after school, hang out for a little while, grab a cookie, get a soda, walk around, go to the same stores every day.
Yeah.
Don't buy a damn thing.
But look through everything.
Look at everything, yeah. And talk about it, pontificate.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe talk about buying it, but
you might buy it someday. You're not buying it today.
You're not buying it today.
You'll go to the arcade. Yeah. That's if you have money, that's probably where you're spending
it. Yeah.
Because you don't have a lot. And
right. The
arcade's, you know, you're going to be able to spend some money there.
Return on investment.
Yeah, you can get ROI on that. You know, you said something earlier that I just realized something interesting is like that was the mall provided the first kind of piece of independence for a lot of kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and not just the fact that as a teenager you would get dropped off there, but as a kid, I mean, my parents would just like, you know, leave me in the arcade or let me go to the arcade mm-hmm. while they would, you know, do shopping or whatever.
Yeah.
So even that was an experience of like being on your own and sort of in charge of yourself for that mm-hmm. period of time. That was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got left to your own devices.
You had to learn sort of like self-sufficiency.
You had to cope.
You had 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
What am I going to do with it?
2 hours. Well, and then you've got like limited resources, you know, and you have...
I've got $5.
You have to weigh, you know...
Well, that's
the,
a lot, actually. I've got $2.
Yeah.
I could...
Now, you're a little bit hungry. You're a little bit thirsty, so you could go spend that money in the food court.
However... There's these, there's this big bank of those twisty toy, you know.
Oh yeah,
the machines, the bubbles.
Yeah.
So I could get like a finger puppet out of that.
Uh-huh.
I get one of those little sticky hands that you know you slap against
a
wall.
On the window, yeah.
I temporary get some tattoo. Pogs, most likely. Stickers, temporary tattoo.
Yeah.
Or I could go to the arcade.
Go to the arcade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to make these tough decisions,
yeah.
And then once you got to a certain age. Your parents weren't even there. They'd take you there and drop you off with your mm-hmm. friends. You'd spend a whole evening there.
Not buying anything.
It sounds horrible now. I can't imagine having to spend...
It's like the worst
an
thing
evening
ever.
At
like,
a mall.
It's more like you're... It's like a jail sentence now.
Could you imagine if someone was like, do you want to go to the mall for the night?
Yeah.
At this point?
What are you like, what should we do tonight?
Oh, well, let's walk around the mall.
How about the mall? Okay. What are we going to do there? What do you mean, what are we going to do there? We're going to go to the mall.
Well, what are we going to buy something?
No. No. We're just going to walk around the mall.
It's, man, I used
we're
to.
We're going to go to the mall and definitely not spend anything. Yeah.
I loved it. I really loved, you know, filing through CDs and stuff and looking through those poster racks.
In a way, it was sort of like, it was almost like cultural research. It was like you were, in order to speak authoritatively on things, you know, you sort of had this insatiable, or at least I did anyway. You know, I felt like I needed to know everything that was out there.
What was going on?
Yeah, yeah. And this was, again, like at that time when you and I were going there, it was before internet and before, you know, widespread access to, you know, stuff that's going on.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So you might, like, the kind of thing that you would do like an internet search on now, like, you know, say you're looking up a fad or something and that fad is made popular by a band and that band is from a certain city and that city has an awesome water park or something like that. You wouldn't be able to find that stuff out the way you can now, but you would do it at the mall because you would go there. You would go, say you go to the bookstore, you're flipping through magazines and then you'd be like, ooh, this record sounds good. So I'm going to go down the wall, go down the way to the music store and maybe you listen to a sample.
Here's
or
the
two.
Thing. They were centers of excellence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's like, it was like a Darwinian thing. It was like, this is the stuff that rises to the mass attention.
You would go, you know, you could ask the thing about having these stores that were very specific, selling a very specific thing is they attracted a very specific clerk most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who worked at a music store usually was into music.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, it's kind of silly to, like, the mall didn't start this or anything, you know. Music shops outside of malls, obviously. The guy working there loves music. But this was a place where everyone was in one place, you know. And so as a kid, you could find out about stuff from the, you know, even though they were oftentimes jerks, from the people working behind the counter.
Angry, yeah.
But you could be like, you know, if they were at in any way friendly, you know, you'd slide a CD across the counter and they'd be like, you know, if you like those guys, you'd really love these guys. Or, you know, if you like that game, you should check this one out. Or
usually it was more like, you should be
playing
this.
Oh, God.
This. Yeah.
Do you want to listen to real music?
Yeah.
Check this band out.
Yeah.
Do you sell them? No. No, we don't have that here.
We don't carry that here.
Because a lot of it was just the popular stuff.
Yeah, more or
but,
less.
And we didn't even talk about bookstores, you know?
Yeah.
That was, oh God, I loved going to bookstores and malls because comics were at the bookstores.
Did you have a pattern to your visit?
I totally did. And it changes based on, you know, the era
in
which I'm going there. But I'll try to sum it up the most, or the one I can remember the clearest. So I'd get there, and the first stop was always Suncoast Motion Picture Company, which I know you're very familiar with.
I've heard of it.
And maybe you'll talk about that. So I'd go in there, look at it, and it's funny because, like, I know we talk about this a lot, and it probably gets annoying, but it was cassettes, video cassettes.
Yeah.
When we were first going there, and I would sit there and just, like, run my finger across every cassette
look at every
to see
title.
What they had.
Yeah.
You know, because it was like constant turnover.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't buy anything. And from there, I'd usually go to, I think, at Crestwood, what was the closest music store? There was a Camelot and a Musicland. Wasn't
Camelot
there?
Was closest to.
You know what, though? I would go to Software Etc. next.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's where the video games were.
Mm-hmm.
Look through that. Then I'd go to Camelot. Mm-hmm. File through all the CDs. And then usually I'd go downstairs to the arcade, spend all my money in the arcade. and then that was kind of it. That was kind of my circuit. Oh, no, I'd go to the bookstore. I'd go to B. Dalton. I stayed exclusively on, like, the one side of the mall pretty predominantly unless Camelot didn't turn up anything that good. And then I would go across the way to either Sam Goody or Musicland.
Yeah.
I feel like there was also another video game store at some point.
There's Babbage's.
Babbage's, yeah, mm-hmm. I'd go there. Again, once, like, at a certain point, there started to become competition between the stores, and so if one place didn't have it, that would force me to venture to another place to see what they had. I didn't buy anything.
Never. I actually had this great moment. I used to go, this is at a different mall, this was at South County Mall, mm-hmm. which was like a like I said, on the weekends I would travel with my mom. You know, she would go to the mall.
Yeah.
She would do her thing. I would go do mine. And it was, you know, I had certain spots I would always visit. Yep. And one of them was Saturday Matinee, which was the Camelot Music version of Suncoast.
Nice.
And I would go in there. And this is right. I was probably about like 13, 14 at the time, mm-hmm. you know. And so I had virtually no income.
Yeah.
And certainly could not afford $20 or $30 for a video, you know. Right. But I would go in there and I would like pick up like the same movies every week, like every Saturday. And of course, you know, it's like a regular retail schedule. So like, it's the same guy every week who's working there on Saturdays.
This is that guy, right?
Yeah.
This is him. And you're approaching.
I'm me. Yeah.
Here he comes. Yep.
Hey.
Hey. I actually pulled them all out for you to look at. You don't have to search for them this time.
Here they are. The boxes are just the same.
What
still
were?
The same.
Do you remember what they were?
Yeah, they were mostly like all sci-fi. Like I would look at like Blade Runner or Clockwork Orange, you know.
I would just
pick up the box, you know, and I would turn and I'd look at the back.
Yeah.
And I've read the box before, you know. It's the same thing I do when I go to the rental
You're
store.
Just admiring
I just read
them.
The box. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. But, you know, back on the show.
You know what I did at a certain point is I would at Suncoast. You know, they were one of the first stores that I knew of that sold anime.
Yeah,
and a lot of those covers would be somewhat risque.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And so I'd sort of casually walk through that section, kind of look,
just glancing,
giving sidelong glances, never picking anything up,
uh-huh.
but just sort of like Then moving on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just kind of letting your eyes run across the shelf.
Look at
you
that.
Know? I'm not fixating on any particular one. I'm just kind of taking them all in.
Oh, Japanese animation. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very cultural.
I hear this is becoming a big thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So let me just take a look at... Oh, that's quite racy. I would never purchase anything like that, but it's interesting to know it exists.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very interesting. We actually... I worked at Suncoast for... what seems like, I don't know, about a billion years.
And I can't...
Or at least it did at the time.
I think we never... We've talked about it before. Have we... Did you think we ever intersected at that point?
I think we probably did.
But before knowing each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because we... Yeah, I worked at the mall that you frequented.
That I frequented. So I almost certainly ran into you.
Most likely.
I mean, we think... Most likely, I purchased something from you at some point.
Yeah. Given how much time I spent at that store, like... And that's the other thing, too. Like, it was... when I was growing up, it was like working at the mall was like what you aspired to. Could not wait.
I really wanted to work at
to
the
get
mall.
A job at the mall. You wanted to be a part
Suncoast.
Of that. Oh, did you?
I applied at Suncoast.
I probably ripped up your application.
Probably.
But I as a kid, you know, desperately wanted to work at the mall. And then, like, I feel like I became like so ingrained in that culture.
Mm-hmm.
For like a period, like from the end of high school throughout college, you know, like basically lived there and would go to the store that I worked at, even if I wasn't working, you know, like that's where I would go to hang out. Or like if I like got new shoes, I would go to the store and like, you know, just kind of be like, oh, hey guys, you know, and wait for somebody to like notice my shoes, you know.
John, we got some new shoes.
Yeah. You like these? Check out these kicks, man. Mm. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah. I mean, they were on sale. I just grabbed them, you know.
I just grabbed them.
I needed new shoes, you know, so I got them.
I remember I really did want to work at the mall, you know. Yeah. And I applied at Suncoast. They never hired me. I think I applied a few other places, but I remember I had this weird like jealousy where I loved that you could go get food at the food court and eat in the store.
Oh yeah,
like I would see employees of different stores coming back with their food. And I'm like, man, I'd love to be able to go get food at the food court and eat it in the store.
Yeah, it's like that cross-pollination.
Yeah, which I sort of did later in a way because I worked at a video game store. It wasn't in a mall. It was in a strip mall.
Right.
So I could walk and get some food and then eat in the back of the store.
And then
take
it back.
But it wasn't any... It wasn't
and the same. Irony of that is, like, you know, the backs of those stores were just, like,
horrible.
Yeah, it was just crap piled
dirty
up everywhere.
And messy.
Never cleaned. Yeah. Covered in dirt and dust and stuff.
You didn't want to be back there.
No.
You got us in this parking lot, pal. Now, you get us out. You want out of this parking lot? Okay.
Would there be anything else?
Yes. Do you have a Miss Piggy? Burgers. Yeah, lots of space in this mall.
A lot of cultural touch points for the mall, especially in movies.
Yeah.
Of which you and I think I said earlier, I'm a cinephile.
Right. Not a cinephobe.
The one that springs immediately to mind for me is Mallrats.
Yeah.
A movie that I didn't see in the theater.
Oh.
I don't think a lot of people saw it in the theater. But then it kind of... found a sort of resurgence through video.
Video, yeah, it got big. It was made for video, I think, in a way.
It's a great mall movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie in general, but it's like...
sort of captures the zeitgeist of the mall.
Yeah, outlines the mall in a really effective way.
Yeah.
You know, hits a lot of the stores that you would go to.
Yeah.
The food court, like everything we've been talking about, obviously,
too.
The people that are there and the stuff that happens, like, you know, weird events and stuff. And I remember at our malls, they would have like little fashion shows
weird,
like exhibitions and stuff.
So
it
weird.
Was just odd stuff would happen at the malls. Like there was no other place for it. The He-Man thing.
They couldn't figure out where to put it. Yeah. So they would take it to the mall.
That He-Man thing that we talked about. Previously happened in a mall,
Toy
right?
Toy Stories episode. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was always like little like safety fairs are going on
career
fair type
fair
things.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have some odd things going on, but in
an odd place.
That's kind of made it cool too.
Yeah. There was always something new. Like flea markets they would have, like people come in and sell like Look magazine from like every decade or every day for the last 50 years.
What's name another movie, another mall movie?
One, I think that really sort of solidified the idea of the mall as kind of that teenager space is Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I'm going to admit something to you.
You've never seen it,
everyone listening.
You?
I've never seen it. Never watched
slit
it.
Slit your throat right now.
I'm dead.
This podcast is from now on just going to be me talking about movies that Drew's never seen, and he's not going to be able to answer back because I just cut his throat. No, the sort of, I guess, female lead in that is Jennifer Jason Leigh, and she works at the pizza place at the mall, and she... like the sort of stoner kids all hang out at the arcade playing Pac-Man across from the mall. And so like everything sort of happens at the mall. It's like a microcosm of their space. And that mall was also used in the filming of a later mall movie.
Yeah.
Which goes by two names.
Yeah.
It was Chopping Mall.
Okay.
And also Killbots. Because it is about these... these robots, security enforcers, who in the middle of a lightning storm, they get like a surge of power and they short circuit and then they go around killing people.
Killbots.
Chopping Mall. AKA Chopping Mall.
Which, of course...
has no chopping. No chopping takes place.
Right. But then that makes me think of the Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Which is the classic, one of the best zombie flicks.
If not the best zombie flick
ever made. We're talking about the original. And I like the remake a lot.
The remake
too.
Is good, too.
But the mall aspect of the remake is not nearly
it's
as
so,
like
It's just sort of there. It's like
it's just a place.
It's
they
a
go
zombie
to.
Movie that takes place in a mall. Whereas in like the original Dawn of the Dead, the mall was pointedly
it's
chosen.
It's like a character.
Yeah, it is
in of itself,
and it's part of like the there's the subtext of that movie. The whole idea behind it is that the people at the mall
are
the
zombies, yeah.
Right? They're just walking like, randomly from store to store.
Whether they are undead or not,
right?
They are zombies.
Yeah,
and it's like when you know zombie films in general are commenting. Good zombie films are commenting on culture and like what's going on in society,
reflecting the times,
and
yeah.
like the you know the point of that is there's all this consumerism happening and there's one place where you can get everything and people just sort of walk, you know, aimlessly throughout it.
And they get and the heroes in the movie get sort of caught up in it.
Yeah, it's
like at
really
the beginning
great.
they're like nomads, you know, they're like we can't stand still, we've got to keep going, we've got to get you know find some place. Go to Canada or wherever, and the minute they land at this mall,
they're just like, we can live
this
here
is
forever.
Great. We've got everything we need. Yeah. Yeah, you know, and so they sort of it warps them. You
yeah,
know?
They don't. There's
it's
like
a very
whole...
subtle movie. It's very very subtle. Its
but there's like this. Isn't there this great scene of them essentially shopping? Like,
yeah.
They're going getting all the things they need, and like
they do.
It
After
seems
they,
like a happy time.
They clear out the mall of all
so
the zombies.
Awesome.
It's like the good times montage. Yeah. And all these movies, there would always be like the everything's fine now.
It's pretty great. Pretty
it's
great.
But it's a badass movie.
It happened. That happened at the exact right time, I think. Like that movie and what it was talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was sort of like that was the saturation point, I guess, for that kind of movement.
The remake. And I don't think it was a misfire or anything.
No,
because I don't think it was relevant.
It's a different kind
in the
of
way.
Movie.
Like the mall aspect of it isn't relevant. In the way that it was.
Yeah.
And so I think they did, I actually think the remake's really good, but it's its own kind of thing.
Yeah. It's completely different kind of movie.
Yeah.
Completely different kind of movie.
But speaking of the dead, the undead, malls are dying.
Yeah, they are. Many of them actually, you could say are dead.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a whole website.
There is
a whole
website.
Deadmalls.com.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Put that in the notes.
But, our mall, the Crestwood Mall,
gone.
Is
I mean, basically
much,
gone. Yeah.
I think I read recently it is, I mean, they're putting the last nail in. Like, it was used for a few years now, has been used. You can rent out the space where the stores originally were for your, like, dance studio or your
performance venue,
your community
craft
theater.
Store.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And some of the anchor stores are still there.
I think Sears is the one. Yeah.
But you walk in that place and it is just
ghost town.
Yeah,
and that happened. That it's funny because that it seems like such a modern thing. It seems like you know that malls really didn't start to die until, at least in our sphere, you know, probably until like maybe the late '90s, early 2000s. You know, but there are malls like there's a sort of infamous dead mall in Illinois called the Dixie Square.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually, you can see it if you watch the Blues Brothers in the scene where they drive
the chase?
Police car. Yeah.
It's another great mall movie.
Another good mall movie, yeah. That mall was actually closed. It had closed right before they filmed that movie.
Uh-huh.
It opened in, I think, like 66, and it closed in 78. It was probably like the shortest living mall ever. But it's still there, and it's just been like left to rot and decay.
Wow.
It's kind of this infamous like urban exploration site. And you can like look it up and see all these...
Yeah, I wonder
photos.
What they're going to do with the one, the Crestwood Mall. You know,
well, I think they're redeveloping it. That was the plan. And that's the thing: a lot of these malls like eventually become something else.
Yeah.
You know, either they get torn down and turned into like Walmart.
You've got things. Or, I mean, what sort of killed the mall in the end is a combination of what are they called? Like lifestyle centers.
Yeah,
which are I think those are like where you get a whole, you know. Like a mile long strip of like a Home Depot, a Best Buy, Walmart,
the big box retailers.
Right. You land
one next
all these
to
guys.
Another.
Then you get all your fast food joints sort of running across.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you throw in like a spaghetti factory in there as well.
Right.
And that's where people sort of go to do their shopping now, which is kind of weird because it's
bizarre.
It's the
it's
antithesis.
So inefficient.
Yeah.
And just not
people don't want to go to the mall anymore. Like they want that. It's even worse because now you're driving to where all this commerce is located, but you're parking, going in, coming out, driving into another parking spot, going in, coming
which
out,
which is literally like 20 it's yards away insane. Or something. Yeah. It's depressing. It's the most hellish experience you can have in a car,
worse,
really.
It's worse than going to the mall.
Yeah, it is. And I don't understand how we got from the point where we were at the mall. I mean, I understand like why people maybe stopped going to the mall because, as you got older, it just became,
a nightmare.
It became a burden. Yeah. You don't want to hang out with a bunch
of kids.
It's
a hassle.
Yeah.
But I think, I wonder if part of it is just these companies wanting their standalone stores, right?
Like, yeah.
Not wanting to share space, not wanting to share attention.
Yeah.
With consumers, and so maybe this was like the next best thing is to at least, we're sharing sort of an area, but when you're in Best Buy, you're only in Best Buy.
Right. You don't want to.
You can't see anything from Bed Bath & Beyond while you're in Best Buy.
Yeah.
Right. The other thing, of course, that is killing the malls is the internet. The internet's killing everything.
Yeah.
But buying things online, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
It comes right to you.
You don't have to put on pants.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some malls you don't have to put on pants.
Strip mall. No. Strip mall. Yeah, no, that's true. And it's kind of sad. I think it's sad for anybody who spent any length of time at the mall. Like,
yeah, I doubt it's sad for a lot of people. But for if you spent your formative years with anything that you have nostalgia for. But
sure.
There's an interesting magic that was happening at the mall when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Like we said, it was where you could be alone. You could be apart from your parents and with your friends, like all your friends. The only time you saw all your friends was either at school or if they happen to live in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And the only other way to see them and not be like, have your overseer
right,
parents there
or something.
Was at the mall. Like, cause everyone's parents would take them there.
Yeah, it was like a public proving ground.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
It was the place.
The place. The mall.
Place.
Yeah.
Maybe we can save some of them.
We could.
Save our mall.
We can try.
Save our mall. Shopping center. SOS. I think there's only one safe place for it, John.
It'll be safe in the archive.
Slide it in.
Let's put it there.